You know what time it is right now?
That's right. It's time to get down in Studio 2A. You are listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show, where we go out, we get a live band, we bring them into the studio, we put them into your home, your car, wherever you are. My name's Serpy. I'm going to be taking you through the next hour. My guest this evening is Miss Olivia and the Interlopers. Take it away.
Matter to me.
come back to that. Oh, hello. Sorry, I switched up to our last song.
If I begged you, if I got down on one knee and gave you a ring, would you marry me? 'Cause we can go to the courthouse in the morning. We can. Might sound silly to you, but I hate the thought of living life without you by my side. Could you be my bride? To be different, like nothing that this whole world ever claimed to see. And could you marry me? Oh, could you marry me?
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to Your End of the Dial. You are listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Miss Olivia and the Interlopers. Also joining us is Sean Harris and Karen Green. We're going to be talking about the Tucson Loves Altadena benefit coming up on May 3rd. But before we get into chatting about that, let me introduce the band, or rather, let's have Miss Olivia introduce the band. Why don't you take it around the horn? Tell me who these jokers are you got here.
Joker.
With you.
I mean, you have that girl. You got that, right? Just kidding. Me and Karen are not. So David Valencia over here on guitar. And we're really lucky. He's bailed us out quite a few times. And finally, we've managed to suck him into the group here. Thank goodness. We got David Hostel over here on the bass, holding it down. We like to call him the Typhoon of bass. So if you see David out and about, be like, Typhoon. Can't wait to hear that. I'm so excited now. And then you got Daniel Thomas on drums, helping us out here always. Sean Harris. Hops in with us pretty much on a regular basis now, and that's really a beautiful thing to have. And Karen's not in the band, but I'm trying to figure out how we can work Karen into the band now because needed. So
I think we got a shaker lying around here. Well, or something. Let's make her official.
There's something for everyone. Happy to have you.
Well, we're happy to have all of you here. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for coming in as well, Karen, to talk to everybody about this fundraising show. Before we go in and talk about the band and the music, you want to get into that a little bit?
Sure. Thanks so much for helping to get the word out about this event. So Tucson Loves Altadena, Saturday, May 3rd. It's to help musicians who lost instruments in the Eaton Fire. And so we have five bands, playing from 5 to 10. It's a $10 suggested donation. It's going to take place at the Ocotillo Lounge, which if you don't know where that is, because nobody knows where that is, it's at the MSA Annex, and it's next to the big stage. And I will say a huge thank you to Rebecca Safford from Westbound and Tap and Bottle, because she is donating a portion of her profits that night for this event, and she really has helped put it together.
Very nice. Definitely big shout out, big love. Thank you. How did you get involved with this? How did you, do you got people over there, or are you just...
Yeah, so my daughter-in-law lives in Altadena, and her husband's a musician, and they have been out of their house. They haven't been able to live in their house since the fire. They just moved back next week. So they're very lucky they still have a house. But all around them, they're on, when we were looking at the fire lines, there were like four houses that were fine. And then their house was right on the fire line. So with her husband being a musician, they know a lot of musicians. And it was one of their friends that put together the nonprofit that we're supporting called Altadena Musicians.
And there's a website for that, right?
There is, altadenamusicians.org. And they just, I think today or yesterday, announced an app that they have that is a place for people can register their instrument. So if someone from Altadena lost an instrument and needs a replacement, they can say, and then if someone wants to get one for them, they can say, hey, I want to get you one of those.
That's beautiful. That's great. And makes it much more convenient.
Yes.
Yeah, it's right, right there in the pocket. Absolutely devastating what happened over there. And it's really good to see so many people rally across the nation, really, to try to help where they can.
And part of, I know some people, like right after an event, that's when a lot of help happens. And so this is 4 or 5 months down, but a lot of people still need a lot of help. And so we don't want to forget that a lot of people need help, and that's why we're doing it now.
That is a great point with the news cycle and how quick things filter through, stuff happens, and then we're on to the next tragedy and stuff, but it's something that's going to take such a long time to rebuild, and it's very, very obviously important. And also, you just think about how it's so easy to take home for granted, take shelter for granted, but especially musicians, who most of them don't make much money. They lose their house, they lose their livelihood. It's depression sets in. It's, you know, so having them know that there's people out there still thinking of them, helping them, is so important. So again, May 3rd, MSA Annex, Ocotillo Lounge.
5 to 10, and it's a $10 suggested donation. But we'll have, if you want to give more, we'll have a QR code and you'll be able to donate directly to the organization.
That's
or great. If you can't make it and you want to give directly to the organization, you can use their QR code or just go to altadenamusicians.org.
And if you can't make the $10, reach out to me. I will pay for 5 people. The first 5 people who reach out to me will make sure that they can come and attend.
What would be the best way to reach out to you?
Instagram or David Hotsteller 520.
We got that written on the bathroom.
Instagram or Facebook would be great. Oh no, really? Oh my god.
His number's on a few bathroom stalls. So.
Yeah, we'll do the first. We'll do 5. Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
very, very generous of you, and also for showing up for the event. We got 5 acts that night.
5 bands. They're all donating their time. They're all having 45-minute sets. Our hope, so David's going to be one of the folks that's helping to move things along. So we're going to start off with the Determined Luddites. We're going to move to Febo Fuentes O'Connor. Next up is Tonight Sunshine, Barnaby and the Butcher, ending the night with Miss Olivia and the Interlopers.
Excellent. Who you are listening to right now, coming to you live from Studio 2A here on KXCI Locals Only. Let's chat a little bit about you. Miss Olivia.
Okay.
Why did you look? You look like a deer caught in headlights. You're no stranger to the microphone.
Oh. Yes. This is true.
So I know you, but I can't say I know you well. And I don't really know your story. So pardon me if any of these questions are redundant, but what is your story and your connection to Tucson? Are you from here? Did you come here? Or how'd you wind up here doing what you do and do so well?
I have a kiddo and his father lives here, and I moved here from Los Angeles. I was a working musician in LA, and it's really convenient. like a lot of those Californians that have made their way to Tucson. However, I have been here for quite some time, not with this recent, not that's bad. I was really lucky that I found a really beautiful family here. I worked at the Rialto. They take really great care of me. And without that space and those artists and those people, I don't know if I would have succeeded as a musician here. I was lucky to meet David and Daniel via that space. And it just, again, Tucson is really great about supporting each other. Everybody is in multiple bands. Everyone you know personally. Yeah. We all try to help each other out. And that's I don't know that it was easy because maybe, you know, a lot of people are comfortable with their, you know, surroundings, but welcoming nonetheless, no matter what.
That's what I was just going to say, you know, depending on where you're at, when making that move is hard when you're doing music and making that move. Our friend, Michael P. Nordberg, you know, he lived so many, many years and now he's up in Northern California with his family. We miss him dearly. But, you know, after all that time, you know, trying to restart, Tom Walbank.
I was just thinking that. Tom's going to do that. Yeah. Yes.
And how hard that is to go and start anew. You know, even though you have a body of work, to bring it and get that vibe going with new people, get it off the ground, can be really, really challenging.
Yeah. It did take a hot minute. But here we are, you know, and thank goodness without that minute, we wouldn't be here today. Happy for it.
Yeah. And I was, when I was making the transfer over here, were those new songs, those first two songs? Or those older songs?
Those are old school. You know, we keep saying we're writing on stuff or working on stuff or whatever. And then life is so quick. So, no, those were, we recorded at the old Wave Lab, Craig, back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, what a wild space, but again, very fortunate to have those songs and have them finished and in the can, so to speak.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, the saying, you do your best, life does the rest, you know, and when it comes to writing music, you know, a lot of times people don't understand all the time when they hear it. They're like, oh, this is a new jam. But for a musician, it's like, well, it's new to you, but I've been sitting on it for 5 years.
And that's something that musicians do. And it's really hard for people to understand that sometimes people write a song and that's the song that they push for years and years and years. They really believe in that song and they've worked super hard and that's their heart and soul. And it might be one song, but it's so important to them. And it might be something that they sing for like 20 years.
Yeah. That's what I love about you and what you do is you are always so connected to the heart of whatever it is you're singing.
Oh, like, thank you.
That's why it always seems to just have a new breath. I've seen you plenty of times out and about, and I'm just always blown away. And to get to sit here and just have you play to a few of us, it's an embarrassment of riches here in Studio 2A. All right, I'm going to stop gab, and we're going to get back to the music. You're listening to Miss Olivia and the Interlopers coming to you live from Studio 2A here on KXCI Locals Only.
What does it have to do with me? What is my reaction? What should it be? Confronted by this latest atrocity, driven to tears, driven to tears, driven to tears. Face in my hands, the shame wells in my throat. My comfortable existence is reduced by a shallow, meaningless party. Seems that when an innocent dies, all we offer them is a page in a magazine. Too many cameras and not enough food. But this is what we've seen. Driven to tears, driven to tears. To tears. nothing seems to get through. What's to become of our world? Said who knows what to do. Driven to tears, I'm driven to tears. Driven to tears, driven to tears. I'm driven to tears. Oh, I'm driven to tears. Oh, I'm driven to tears.
Wanna be queen, babe, yeah. Sit well there,
Sean Harris?
Hi,
it is.
Hi.
Hi, Tucson. My name's Sean. How you guys doing?
A little bit warm.
Like, they're going to say, like, fine.
Fine. Like, right? Sorry, I'm fine.
Like, what? What was that? Cool. Yeah, yeah. Cool. All right. I'm down.
Huh. Little red Chevrolet.
Yeah. Let's go.
I got the day off. I pull out my special box. Oh yeah. I got a couple friends of mine meeting up for a real good time and getting ready for a barbecue. Oh yeah. Karen, I get home, clean up the backyard. I put some chairs out on the front lawn. It's super hot, get your bathing suits on. Oh yeah. Oh, how I hope we get caught drinking Boone's Farm in the parking lot. Your lemonade schnapps hit the spot. Oh, yeah. And when the sun would go down, me and my friends, we'd ride all over this tiny town. And our red Chevrolet was just enough for us.
Yeah. Hi, James. Let's go. It's the beautiful Sonora, the corn floor and the cacti. Ronda gonna watch us like Link Rufus, like cat eyes. Cowboys in the ditch of this, guess it was the bad guys. Always acting out, forever we can't act right. The painted desert culture, the colors never get duller. With the road meets the rubber, we coming home for supper. The uppers and the downers, we're dealing with out of towners. The road for the soul, you know they all about. I've been ready, my head's heavy, rolling like red shetty. Steady for confetti, already Betty, like been ready. Shedding off this winter coat, Indigo says I hit. Of course, bitter goes in mind when chatting off on this winter coat. Me, I'm just a lyrical, always rhyming satirical. Cruising for a bruise and disguise it as a miracle. Then I'll be his mission to be a bastard. Ready to the wind in my hand will free me from my many sins.
No matter how much time passes by, cause we keep on pushing, keep it simple, keep it feeling fine. You don't wanna test me. Cause when it comes to me and my ladies, it's not one but it's three. And I don't wanna ruin a party.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's go, y'all.
I got a couple friends of mine.
Yeah.
They'll be around for a real long time.
Long time.
There ain't nothing like a small town feeling. What do we say, Sean?
I think he goes like this, right? He goes. Tucson is a small town feeling. Is that it? All right. It goes. Tucson is a small town feeling. Yeah, yeah. Tucson is a small town feeling. Huh. Tucson is a small town feeling.
I think I was talking when I was supposed to be quiet. Sorry.
No, it's good. Do it. Do your thing.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. Thanks for being here with us. You're listening to Miss Olivia and the Interlopers. Before we get back and talk to you, while I got this man right here,
I want
to talk to Sean Harris for a second.
Yeah, talk to me.
You're a musician, obviously, in your own right.
I've been seeing
you've been playing over at the Brick Box.
Yeah, other places. Yeah, I play at lots of places.
Tell us
about places. I mean, I've been in scene for a while now. Like, I started actually with a genre called drum and bass. So I was a jungle MC, which still technically I am. Like, rapping over 190 BPMs. Electronic music is wild. So eventually, you know, I always loved hip hop, and eventually I got, you know, involved with hip hop. You know, and then, like, eventually, you know, it led me to a man named Lugo of music video. You know, and we ended up becoming like a duo together, Sean Harris and Lugo, and we put out like a couple albums. And then, you know, this last year I've been putting out like lots of singles, and like this year I'm just, you know, actually making albums and stuff like that. I mean, I play like all over. Can I plug a show?
Yeah.
So I'm actually playing May 3rd as well. I'm playing at Shay's Lounge. It's a revolutionary hip hop night. So it's a bunch of like leftist rap music. It's myself, Sean Harris. It's Cordario Banks. It's Desert End Empires with Nijima. She's in the band. So that's amazing. Also, Los Indios. And if you haven't heard those two boys, they're amazing. Like, everyone's amazing on that bill. And, of course, Sounds by DJ Q. It's going to be an amazing time. So it's free. It's Shades. It's at 10 o'clock. You can hear me, like, rapidly wrap it up and be a rapper. But like I said, it's a true honor, honestly, to, like, be, like, a part of this band and this project. I just remember, like, coming up with that song with them. You know, they're like, hey, we need a rapper.
Zoom call.
Right? It was, like, on a Zoom call. And they're like, we need a rapper. I'm like, sure. And then, like, I wrote it, like, in half an hour. And then I was like, and I like spit it for them. They're like, oh my God. I was like, wait a minute, I think I could do it better. And then like 15 minutes later I come back, like even tighter of the verse. I'm like, wow, we're gonna do this.
Let's do that.
How did that wind up? How'd you get hooked up with these guys?
Like I said, just playing around and stuff like that, and they just thought that was good.
Awesome. All right.
Like, yeah, so I can't even like pinpoint exactly where you met, just being musicians here in Tucson. But like getting to know them, like, you know, it's just wonderful and amazing. Like I love Dave's mom. She's the best. Stella's amazing.
Stella.
I remember one night we played at Blondie's. It was at Blondie's, and his mom, she was like afraid to get out of the car. And I was like, ma'am, I will sit with you.
Hi, mom.
Like, me and her, like, I sat with her for like the show, and she just loved me after that. She gets all excited. She's like, oh my gosh, Sean's here. Like, yes, I'm here, Stella. So love her to death. So like I said, and Dylan too. Dylan's great.
Oh, my kiddo.
Little hip hopper. Little graph writer. I love it.
If you see him out and about, let me know.
I will. Dylan, I ain't going to say nothing, bro. Just don't. I ain't gonna snitch you out.
Tucson is a small town feeling.
It's a small town feeling, but Dylan, I got you, bro.
And mom's got ears out on that.
I know. Man. All right.
It's fine.
But yeah, like I said, just an honor to be a part of this and, you know, to even be like on the radio. So pretty cool.
Glad to have you here.
I appreciate you
glad
so much.
To, yeah, glad to have you here. Cool. All right, you're listening to Miss Olivia and the Interlopers. We were talking with Karen Green at the beginning of the set, just in case you're joining us. Miss Olivia and the Interlopers is going to be part of the Tucson Loves Altadena benefit May 3rd?
May 3rd. Saturday, May 3rd from 5 to 10 at the Ocotillo Lounge at the MSA Annex.
And it's $10 donation?
$10 suggested donation, five bands. And so, like, it's a screaming deal. So more money is always encouraged.
Yeah. Yes. Especially, you know, it's a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser.
Let's get the fun and raise the dough.
I like that.
All right, we're going to get back into music, but a few more questions. I know you're a busy woman around town. But what do you got?
I'm not busy right now.
Well, not right now. But I mean, like,
I'm okay. I have time.
Good, because we got time to kill. We got another 15 minutes.
I'm not busy right now.
How's it going? I'm calm down.
I'm not busy right now.
I'm okay. What are we talking about?
I'm just good. Before we get, because we got about 15 minutes left, and I know you got enough material to play us out, but I want to just recap for the people who might just be joining us. Where might we see you again besides May 3rd? You got anything cooking? You got plans? Recording? Writing? Touring? Eating some
David,
sushi?
David, where will we be after May 3rd?
Let me look.
David is just like organizing.
We're going to
like
be at this. Monterey Court on May 24th.
Okay.
That's not. I don't know if that's true. But we're doing we're going to be at Monterey Court on May 24th day, and
it's the famous May 24th day celebration.
Bring your outfits.
Mm-hmm. June 19th at Tap and Bottle.
Can't wait. Again, Rebecca, what's up? Give it up for Rebecca Saffer.
August 1st, I'm skipping one, but August 1st at the Tucson Racquet Club.
Fancy. Mm-hmm. I'm not racketing.
No. Clubbing, though. And then on June 26th, we're doing something at Club Congress, the Tucson Community Cover Fest.
Yeah, you know, do you remember that the Great Cover-Up was something that all musicians really loved and held dear here in town? And it's, you know, it kind of, everybody's really busy from what I learned. I'm not sure if I have the story correctly, and lives, again, move fast. But in our circle of friends, people wanted to do it. And so we asked around, and we had quite enough. And then at Congress, it was a really great event in December, asked if we wanted to do summer and winter events. So we will be having one soon.
Soon.
What is it? You have ADHD. You can't do that. the June 20th.
Yes.
Yeah. Third.
We can find, you can find all those
this
details.
This is not going on well for us.
On the interwebs.
This is a, yeah. Not, that, I'm not
that
organized.
That one in December was a hoot, so I'm glad that they're having
it. Because I didn't have a time. Sorry. Sorry.
You're doing great.
Am I? This is probably why it's been such a long time since we've been back. We did so well last time. Thank you for having us. I don't know what you're. I really don't. Okay. I can't read. I don't have my glasses on. It's tiny.
That's why he's the organizer. He just keeps you abreast of it as things go on.
Does
it's like,
he?
Go here, go there, do this.
True.
All right. Well, we got about 15 minutes left. We're going to just have you play out, if you don't mind. Top of the hour. We got Night Interlude coming up. Stay tuned for that. Again, you're listening to Locals Only. Miss Living and the Interlopers. May 3rd, MSA Annex.
5 to 10.
5 to 10.
$10 suggested donation.
It's a steal, people. Come on, you'd just be stupid to sit at home.
Again, the first five people who reach out to us, we will pay for your way.
And you can find Miss Olivia on all the platforms. She's got all the website, them. She's got the Instagram. Just let your fingers do the walking. Let your fingers do the walking.
Oh, and let me just tell you really quick where you can see us next. May 24th at Monterey Court, June 19th at Tap and Bottle, June 28th at Congress for Tucson Community Cover Fest, and August 4th at Tucson Rock and Fitness Club. And there it is. We did it.
And right now, here coming to you live from Studio 2A, playing us out to the top of the hour, Miss Olivia and the Interlopers. Thank you, Karen Green, for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean Harris, for being with us. Thank you, Tucson, Arizona, for being with us.
Karen, thanks for doing this.
Yes. Oh, I mean, all the bands, everyone has been so great. And I want to give another shout out to KXCI folks, because Greg, I mean, this show, Greg Grogan is helping David with the sound. Our three MCs are Rose Lady, Bridget, and Jeff Rogers. So we've got like all of KXCI covered and helping us out. It's really, it's the whole community.
In it to win it. That's what we do, community. Tucson's got that small town feeling.
I heard about that.
You dang wrote about that.
I don't know how that happened.
I think it was a show.
I think you're right.
It was
one
show,
time
and
it just
like,
popped.
It was just an ad lib, and then like we really rocked it. Okay,
stop.
Do this from now on. Yes.
But we go to other cities and we're like Tucson, it's, and they don't understand. So
did we do that? They're just like deer headlights. They're just like, oh no.
No, it's good.
Maybe.
Put it on the radar.
Like
they told me that's Tucson.
I wish that did happen. Cool. All right, is that our time? Yep. I hope I sing the song well, because...
Oh, come on. How can you not?
I owe you $5 for that.
You probably snore well.
Take my heart, it used to be so supple and sweet. Now it's withered on the vine. There's before, then there's after. You were mine. Take my faith, so strong and full of fire. Now it's bruised, broken down, and blind. And there's before, then there's after. You were mine. You were mine. Sun goes up, sun goes down. World keeps rolling around and around. The hands on the clock going tick tock, tick tock. That ain't the way that I measure time. This just be. Take my hands, they used to hold you so tight. Now they reach, but they'll never touch you in the night. There's before, and there's after. You were mine, you were mine. Sun goes down, world keeps rolling around and around. The hands on the clock go tick-tack, tick-tack. That ain't the way that I measure time. This should be implication. I think you're gonna have to draw the line. 'Cause it was never my intention to ever leave you behind. But now I'm gone. That door, yeah. No
you want me to do? Cause I got a diamond in my pocket, yeah. And my eyes on a pair of shoes, yeah. Cause baby, I'm gone. I said I don't need you anymore, no. I said, baby, I'm gone. Because I don't need you anymore. By God, as my witness, I put the pieces of the puzzle away, yeah, yeah. And all I'm asking for is forgiveness. Because you know I'm coming back someday. Because you have my soul.
Of love. I mean, and then that's it, right? Oh, we're done. Perfect. We're not doing any of that. See you on the 3rd, and you'll hear a message of love.